Good morning, parents, friends, family, faculty, and classmates. Welcome to our Drummond Heights graduation ceremony of 2021. Before starting, on behalf of our graduating class, I would like to thank you all for your continuous support and hard work during this unpredictable period so that our graduation ceremony could proceed. About a month ago, I got an email saying that I was selected to present the 2021 valedictorian speech. You know, the one that's at every graduation ceremony. It's formal and sophisticated, but our class is nothing like that. In fact, our class is nothing short of the opposite. Crazy, loud, and different. There is never a dull moment with us around. Whether it's Dave hiding in a cupboard, starting a school-wide craft dinner drive event, or staying undefeated in a tug-of-war match. Although I can only speak from personal experience, there would be no way I could put together a speech to include everyone's thoughts, positive or negative. But I'm sure I can speak for us all by saying in the end, we wouldn't change it for the world. We have gotten where we are today because of the experiences we've been through and the people we've met along the way at Drummond Heights. As many of you know, Drummond Heights has meant a lot to me. It was our stepping stone into our new lives, and a special one at that. Not many students get to graduate from high school with not only a diploma, but with teachers as friends, friends as family, and lifelong memories. And for that, we say thank you. Thank you to all the teachers, staff, and principals for not giving up on us, even if sometimes you wanted to. Thank you for being a person to talk to, or to even just hang out with during recess. To the friends and family who have put their faith in us to achieve greatness and make history. And I guess we're making history a little bit too soon, seeing how I'm here giving this graduation speech during a global pandemic. The COVID pandemic has given us a new challenge, and as all of you have known, has interfered with our schooling for the last year and a half. We're no longer able to share our infectious laughs with each other, but instead an infectious disease. I do also sympathize with the class of 2020, as that was not the happy ending they wanted either, but no one can tell us that graduating this year was any easier. We were told that at least we could do school online and in person. And yes, academically, we did. But we missed a year and a half of making lifelong memories that we're never able to make again. School isn't always about the academics. It's not the hardest mathematical equation that we all remember. It's the Benhams telling stories about each other and how they fled Korea. Mr. Drew inviting you into his classroom to check out his cool rock collection. And Mr. Tyler making pink pancakes to feed his class on random Tuesday mornings. It's the penny parades, rockathons, battle of the grades, and all-nighters where students end up needing stitches that we all remember. I cannot stress enough how upsetting this year has been for us and many others. Not getting to walk across the stage to receive our diploma in front of our classmates or dancing in the gym at our prom. Knowing that we missed out on so much is tough, but we will grow and carry on. We will remember how we came together to plan our own prom, laugh about the toilet paper shortages, and mention the fact that we graduated during a pandemic. These last 13 years have been nothing but unpredictable, and this year just goes to show that we can get through whatever is thrown our way. And to my fellow classmates, whether university gets hard, times get rough, or you just need a reminder, I want you all to think back to this very moment when we have conquered what we at one point would have argued was unimaginable to overcome. And at this school, we were taught to be bucket fillers, not bucket dippers. This year, we may not be walking out the same way we walked in, connected by a colorful rope, Mr. Landry at the front with his train conductor hat and whistle. We may not even be all together right now, celebrating as we take our last steps away from this building as a student and into a new chapter. But we will always belong here, together, in this eagle's nest we call the home of the graduating class of 2021. Congratulations and thank you.